about a fence that is made out of wire that has sharp things on it? If the animals go up against it, they get cut. That keeps the animals away. The
wired fence?
Certain kind of wire that...
Link fences are link fences, and then they have wired fences.
What's a link fence? Is that the one with the square?
Yes, they lock in.
Mm-hmm. The kind that you see around playgrounds, is that what you mean? Is that a link fence?
Well,
tall
yes.
Fences?
No, it don't have to be tall. Uh-huh. It can be 3 feet. It's still a link fence because it locks into a link.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean by a link fence. Is it it isn't the kind of fence that you have around playgrounds, that wouldn't necessarily be a link fence. I mean, is it formed
yes.
like this? I mean,
it would come in like this.
Oh. Oh, I know what you mean. Is it more in square, big squares?
Yeah, this is a wired fence.
Okay.
That would you call
yeah.
that a wired fence. A link fence is different, a wired fence is different.
You think of any other kinds besides that?
I forget what they call those that they put those needle points out
mm-hmm.
so they don't.
That's what kind of meant.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Right.
I forget.
How about when you're putting up a fence and you have to drive what into the ground? You have to fence what into the ground?
Iron post.
Okay. And you have one post, then you drive two of them, and you have two what? Two of them.
Two posts.
That's right. So. How about, have you ever seen these fences out in the country made out of split rails, and they're put together like this?
It's a wooden one.
Mm-hmm. What's that called? Just a wooden fence?
I would just call it a wooden fence. Only in different forms.
You don't have different names for them.
No.
You've seen different kinds, though.
Yes, but, of course, maybe the carpenters would use their own word for it, but I would call it a wooden
fence. Have you ever
fence.
Seen a fence or a wall made out of stone?
Oh, yes,
What
sure.
would you call that?
A stone wall.
Okay.
Or a brick wall.
Okay.
That can be taken that, too.
What would you call your best dishes? You call that
China.
What? How about the, have you ever seen a thing that's used to fool a chicken and put it in a nest made out of China?
A chicken or an egg?
That's what it is, but it's made out of China.
Yes.
One of these?
An eggshell?
It's made out of China, though, you see. And it's a fool of chickens, so the chicken thinks that she has an egg there, a hen.
Oh, an egg?
Yeah, that's right. A China?
China egg?
Yeah.
Well, they use porcelain eggs, too, you know.
Is that right? Well, I didn't know that. No.
Sure.
You could tell me a lot about the farm. I know absolutely nothing about it myself. Mm-hmm. Why I'm so good to do the Chicago interview, because most people don't know anything about it, but I know about the farm that I work. How about a large wooden vessel used for perhaps carrying water or milk? Large open.
Bucket.
Now, does a bucket have to be made of wood to you?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
It can be made of enamel. It can be made of galvanized.
Uh-huh. Okay, and are all these, how about one that you might use around the house? For scrubbing or something.
Well, there's different. It varies because you can have a galvanized bucket, you can have a enamel bucket.
For one for scrubbing, you'd probably call it what, regardless of what it's made of.
You still can have a plastic one too.
Okay, but if you're using it,
a pail.
Okay, would you use either word?
Yeah, either one, pail or bucket.
And if you use it for scrubbing, you might call it a what?
Makes no difference.
You call it a scrub bucket or a
scrub bucket, scrub pail, regardless what it is. You can use them both, I think.
We sure can.
Yeah.